Hi, everybody, and welcome to So What Happens Next. As always, I am one of your hosts, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
I'm Nima.
And this week, we got a maybe a little too apt of a movie we're watching today. It's 28 Days Later. This is a movie that Amber and I haven't seen, but Nima, you've seen it, right?
I've seen it once.
Okay. Just straight up, what? Not like a rating, but like, yay, nay, good, bad?
I watched it and found it very good.
Okay, that works.
Good. Yeah, no, it was a very gripping
okay.
Sort of depiction of a zombie movie.
Okay.
I felt.
Well, with that bit of bias, we have five things on the board as usual. Number one is zombies, because this is a zombie movie. Correct me if I'm wrong. Number two is it takes place in the early 2000s. Number three is it brings a sense of realism that perhaps wasn't in zombie movies prior to this. It has a little bit of an ambiguous villain role. And it has that standard safe place trope we started seeing in movies such as Zombieland, I Am Legend, etc. So, to start us off, Amber, taking those five things that are up on the board right now, what do you think of this movie's about? What do you think, you know, your quick back of the DVD box summary is this movie?
I think it's going to start out with how the zombie outbreak originates. And I'm assuming it's from, I think it's going to be from a monkey or something like that. And they're experimenting on them. And then all of a sudden it gets out of the lab and it starts infecting people.
Oh,
and
it always gets out of the lab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it always gets out of a lab because somebody is not actually doing lab work. You see people like just messing around without gloves on. It's like, Come on, guys.
Yeah, probably putting it on a sandwich.
Yeah, or they're eating while their shit is like right next to them. But.
Oh crap! That wasn't chips. That was like petri dish shells of the disease.
Yeah, you'd hope not. Yeah.
But anyways, so it gets out. Everyone gets infected, and it's basically a group of people that I don't know. I'm assuming a family trying to get to grandma's house or something who lives out in the middle of nowhere.
grandma's the safe place. Yeah. She's immune.
Of course, they live in a city, and so where there's a city, there's a lot of zombies, so they got to get out of the city.
Okay.
Out into the
so there's a
area.
City?
Yep.
So this movie, for you, it's taking place in like a city somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. What city off the top of your head would you put it in?
Yeah, what kind of city?
It's gotta be like Los Angeles or something, because they always
fairly
do that,
big,
right? Yeah,
fairly big
city.
Stretched out.
So not like here in Chicago where like you know, walk everywhere, but a place where you gotta drive.
Ooh, that's a good location.
I wish they would do zombie movies in Chicago, but I feel like that would look weird.
I think it'd be kind of neat.
It would be cool. It would be tough.
It'd be tough, but like think about that tight space. Because like you either see it in Atlanta or LA, so we got to drive, or the middle of fucking
You could
nowhere.
Do a lot of cool stuff. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to... I feel like filmmakers need to do more with Chicago.
Oh, same.
I love seeing it, obviously.
Yeah.
Biased. But, I mean, the one that always comes up is Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just realized how big that was the other night. We were watching it. I was like, oh, my God. So much of this movie, even the addresses they say in that movie are just addresses in the city.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell? I know where that is.
And it would have been cool to actually have been there in 2008 and have seen a little bit of that. I'm sure like they had everything blocked off, but you could probably see it from like an apartment building or something.
But that's just one of like many really cool like architectural or areas that could have been, that can probably be used.
Well, I'm just thinking you could have a whole sequence where it's like, shit, they gotta like hijack a Red Lion train or something to get to the other.
Yeah,
like,
the L.
It's like
the
train
L.
to.
Yeah. And just our
somewhere.
Grid system, the way that like every street, like I'm thinking of like cinematography. You could do a lot of cool stuff.
Oh yeah, but I mean like, oh man, now this whole train thing's got me thinking. I mean, maybe this is like a mini episode or something later, but it's just like such a cool shot of like them going down the Red Line, coming from Fullerton, getting ready to go straight underground. They know all the zombies are down there. They got to do it in one run.
Yeah.
But if they don't do the loop in one run because they're not sure they have enough power or whatever fucking shit, that would be cool.
The in and out of the subway.
You have to go all
the
way
L.
to Saramac Chinatown nonstop, but they're not sure if they're going to be able to make it.
Yeah.
Nonstop. It's an express.
Exactly. this train has just became an express.
Yeah. Only express.
We're not
Please
stopping.
Please don't lean against the doors.
And every stop that they pass, it's just freaking
That would
zombies.
Be pretty funny.
Oh
like,
my god,
yeah,
that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Except when they get to like Washington Roosevelt, there's still just people playing music down there. And then...
oh, they're like,
they haven't quite
get
gotten
out!
It yet. All right, so Chicago zombie movie. We're gonna table that.
We're gonna table that for a mini episode later. That is that is too good of an idea.
Anyway.
But all right, Amber, so continuing with your rundown of the movie. So you got animals, virus, people being negligent, takes place in kind of a drivable city like LA. And yeah, they're trying to get to grandma's house. Family trying to get to grandma's house.
And there's obviously some family issues going on. So.
Ooh, maybe they're like about to get divorced in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Mom and dad are about to get divorced or, you know, dad cheated on mom.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just about to sign the papers and then outbreak. And then the kids are going through puberty or something like that. Probably like an older
There's
son going
through
puberty.
There's just layers of family drama in this.
He meets someone while they're trying to escape, falls in love with her.
Okay.
It's like this
So you're seeing a pretty developed, like interpersonal story along with whatever the hell.
Well, now I'm kind of curious. Is your zombie movie a zombie movie or is it just a family drama with a zombie backdrop?
Because
that's what it sounds like to me now.
That's what makes the better zombie films.
Is the zombie... Well, see, I would argue because that's
It's
the
not
thing
the zombies, it's the people.
I don't know. Everybody says that's why The Walking Dead was a good show, and I kind of hate that show.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. If you
never,
like it, go for it.
No, I've never touched The Walking Dead.
It's good for like a season and a half, maybe two. And then it gets really like, why are we doing this? Aren't there zombies in this show?
Yeah.
But... No, see, I like how you're throwing it out, you know, family drama with, it's like Signs, except sub out the aliens with zombies.
But I'm curious to see if we get any, like, Resident Evil type of monsters going on, or if it's just, like, Walking Dead zombies.
Right. Okay. That's kind of cool. All right, well, I guess my take on it would be, so this movie takes place in, like, the early 2000s. I think its release date was 2002, 2003. I'm going to say it's like a Y2K event, because it's around then, right? It's like a few years away.
Yeah.
It's either a Y2K event, or it's some like anti-terrorism thing, because this is like near around 2001, we're kind of living in that world. But I'm going to go with Y2K happens, fucks up something, releases some bioweapon in the atmosphere, makes people zombies.
Damn.
Yeah, no, and that's how you get the whole citywide zombie epidemic super quick. With the safe place trope, I'm going to go more with the government-sanctioned zone instead of grandma's house.
Oh.
Kind of like, oh, the government has a safe quarantine zone. We just got to get there. Oh. And it's like outside the city, middle of fucking nowhere somewhere.
Yeah. Sounds a little suspect.
Well, yeah, exactly. Sounds fake as shit, right? And that's kind of, I think, where my movie would go, is just, like, it's not real, none of it's real. Like, the zombies are real, but the whole safe zone is just to get people away. Like, it's just to give people some kind of weird,
like,
hope.
Yeah, hope.
Mm-hmm. And the ambiguous villain is either going to be a government dude who knows and is like, we got to get there. Or better yet, it's a dude who's just, like, he's obsessed with getting to the safe zone. And as you're watching the movie, everybody's not believing in the safe zone anymore, or like it's becoming more and more apparent that the safe zone's not real.
Ooh.
But this guy is willing to sacrifice everybody in the group just to get there to the safe place.
He's that guy
who's like, we gotta get there. I'm thinking a scene where he, like, I don't know, like, almost sacrifices the main character's kid or something like that, just so he can get through a wall of zombies or some shit. That's what I'm thinking.
That'd be kind of funny if there was also a preacher or a pastor or some religious figure, too. Mm.
Like in Hot Fuzz?
Yes, like in Hot Fuzz.
That's one of my favorite scenes in fucking Hot Fuzz is when he's like, let us stop this violence, and then they shoot him in the like shoulder, and he's like, Jesus Christ, and like hits the ground, and like, haha, the preacher man said Jesus Christ.
It was a good movie.
This is one of my all-time favorite movies. But yeah, so I think that's what it is. I think it's not going to be so much of a family drama as like a survivalist, humanist
kind of
drama.
Just a bunch of different people
together. Well, it's like that kind of get your diverse cast together from different kind of like what Walking Dead tried to do, like different walks of life living in this apocalypse, and they're like, we got to get to this safe place, you know?
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see also because this movie came before a lot of these zombie films and series that we've seen. I'm wondering if there's elements from this movie that we would recognize.
That's what I'm really both hoping for and a little afraid of, because from my understanding is this really set up, this movie and I guess its sequel really set up that modern zombie trope, you know? Like, I heard this is the movie, I think the first movie where they're running around. They're not doing that Night of the Living Dead shuffling across the floor.
Oh.
They're like hauling ass after you. Mm-hmm. That's what I've heard.
They're like athletic.
Yeah, they're
zombies.
Like able to run. Yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like corpses shuffling around. And so I feel like that sort of, from what I understand, this movie sort of set that up.
And sort of almost kickstarted.
Yeah,
like,
and then everyone was like, oh, that's actually really fucking cool.
Because it was around, it may have been around the time where like we were, the graphics and, the ability to make what looks on screen look real was getting to a point where zombie movies were more feasible.
Oh, yeah,
more believable.
Because you didn't have to spend so much. I mean, this is what, 2002, 2003?
And they didn't.
It was shot maybe in 2001, 2002. It's like, that's back when CGI was, I mean, Star Wars episodes 1 and 2 are really coming out around then, pushing the limits to see how much we could do with CGI. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a ton of CGI zombie kind of stuff going on in this movie, just because you can do it now without having to put on a ton of bloody prosthetics for people to run around.
That may have helped it out. That may have been one of the reasons
it
was so popular.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speculating.
We'll find out, though.
About the past.
No, I'm actually kind of ready for this movie. It's a little apt, given a lot of the stuff that's going on in the world today, but hey, it's there. Didn't even plan it, but it's there. All right, so it'll be a few minutes for you guys, but it will be
less than 2 hours because we now live in an age where movies are now over 2 hours.
Oh, man.
So
that's right. Well, it'll be a few seconds, minutes for you, and it'll be about 2 hours, fingers crossed, for us as we go and dive into the horror-fueled world that is 28 Days Later. All right, we're back. So, what do we think?
I did not like it at all.
Yeah, this is your second time seeing it?
Second viewing. I enjoyed it.
I feel like it was, I had such mixed feelings on it. Like, there were times where I'm like, I like this, and there are other times where I was like, I absolutely hate this. Stupid. But yeah, no, it was very, it's like we were talking about just before we walked back in, Nima. It's very interesting to see where a lot of these tropes that we see today are coming from. I mean, the very beginning of that movie is the beginning of the Walking Dead television series. That came out, what, like 6 years later? I mean, you're just waking up in a hospital and the world ended while you were gone. Sorry. But no, it was interesting. I mean, so I guess, like, we could start off with what the heck did we get right?
Well, right off the bat, I think the cause of the infection.
Oh, yeah, Amber had that one on.
Monkeys filled with rage.
Monkeys filled with quote-unquote
rage. Which I assume
rage.
It was some form of rabies. He just caught himself and was like, filled with rage?
Yeah. The scientists, I don't know. It seemed like they were experimenting. It seemed like they created it.
Well, it seemed like, okay, so this is how my theory goes with what we saw, is it's, they make the monkey, or the chimps, I should say, watch upsetting videos, and that fills them with disease.
Oh, they were like breeding them towards, they were like selectively choosing
the monkeys.
I thought
that was more of like just making them into,
conditioning them.
I but then like you gotta wonder, why the fuck would you do that? Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is my diabolical army of chimpanzees.
So yeah, the whatever they were doing was broke from the start.
Yeah, no, it seemed like
they were asking
infected,
for a zombie outbreak.
And I was just like, can't be infected with emotion. Like, that's not going to turn people into...
For sure. No, they were definitely geared for it, though. I mean, the security bit, there was, like, no security, barely any security in that place. It just, like, their security seemed to be limited to a scientist who's just kind of around at night.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you guys shouldn't be doing this. It's filled with rage. And I'm like, okay. Neat. What is that guy? Cillian Murphy? Is that what his name was?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was going to be in this movie.
Me too.
Oh. Who was it?
That's that guy from Batman. He was played the Scarecrow in Batman Begins. The main guy in this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's in other stuff, I think, too. But, yeah. No, I was kind of surprised to see him because I was like, I don't know who I was expecting to be in this movie. I got to say, though, that production quality is like a BBC sitcom. I was not expecting something that low res.
Yeah,
wow, shots fired.
Bad.
I'm not saying. I mean, it's a product of its time, right? Like this had to have been like an indie movie or something, right? There's no way this was. Right?
Yeah. Is 8 million?
Yeah, I think we talked about like, the budget was maybe 8 million, 7 million.
Yeah, million? 8 million is pretty low budget, especially for
at least
him.
Nowadays it is.
Right now,
I mean, especially with two
low.
Actors that later go on to become like bigger.
Yeah, speaking of that, it looks like Fox, according to IMDb, Fox Searchlight attached an alternate downbeat ending to all 1,400 U.S. prints of the film. Oh. While it was still in the U.S., the revised ending was the one that appeared in the original script, but the script's ending was ditched in favor of a happy ending after it did not test well. Huh. They don't tell me what the alternate ending was.
I think
so kind of
the alternate ending was him dying, and they just had to leave him there.
I feel like it would have been the girl killing him, thinking he was a monster.
No,
that
would have been too much.
You know what? Let's talk about that. How many times could this movie have ended from about the halfway point to where it actually did? Like, I felt like once we hit whatever scene it was, when they're driving, I think, was the first time.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, well, this just feels like the end of the movie. Like, there's music. It's like, we're good. After the groceries, I'm like, this movie could end here.
Yeah.
And like,
I think we've been conditioned, in a sense, to expect endings. I don't know. I mean, this brought me back to Bird Box for some reason.
Okay, let's unpack that.
No, we shouldn't unpack that. that needs to be left in whatever.
Yeah, it needs to be left in the box. So to
yeah,
speak.
What was that last year? Yeah,
that was only last
can stay.
Year. That can,
was it?
That
I don't
was
know.
Something like
no,
that.
No. Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway,
it was last year.
But that I kept thinking of that because of how it was, you know, a lot of these ideas maybe were started in this movie.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that sort of ambiguous salvation ending kind of type trope going through this with the jet and the hello at the end, even though help is such
hello
a
world.
Word. It's like, I think they do a Simpsons gag where he like puts a rock down. And then it zooms out, and it's a paragraph that says, "Hello, I'm sorry to bother you, but if you have a chance, can you please save me?" And he's like on a desert island or something like that. And I'm like, that's what this felt like. because he could just put help.
Yeah,
help
but
is
they
less
chose
fabric
to do hello.
Than hello, and it drove me up the wall. But yeah, I feel like the whole because like what in the Bird Box they're with the blind people and doesn't really seem like it's actually safe when you think about it. But this is an episode
it's
on Bird
like,
Box,
oh.
So we don't need to go into it. But
yeah,
this kind of does that, right? Is it's like, hey, we're safe, but like we're not, but we are.
Yeah, like what are they gonna do? Take them to America?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, well, there is a sequel to this movie, so I don't know.
This could be us just like starting to watch 28. What's
the
28
29 Expanded Universe? I don't know.
Yeah. Did they ever?
There is a 28 Weeks later. I've never seen it again like this one, but there is a 28 Weeks later that
weeks.
Was made in 2007.
Okay.
See, but if I'm remembering, and my memory isn't worth much, but it didn't catch on.
I don't think it did.
Yeah.
I want to say I recall it was sort of a cash grab, because 2007 was like that writer's strike kind of period of time, so they're just jumping at whatever IP they can get. It's how we got such gems as Hancock.
They would have been able to catch, because no zombie movie has really like held the throne as like the zombie franchise.
Oh, dude, Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, it's a lot older, but like I think it's like 60s, 70s.
Okay,
they
so
made
that
at least
be...
2 to 4 of those.
Okay, so but why did this not get? Why did this not like? It obviously was popular enough. You know, when it came out, but and it started something, but it wasn't able to.
I think a lot of this movie, I think it's sort of the double-edged sword, is this movie I feel like gained a lot of traction because it was clearly such a low budget picture. I mean, I was reading the trivia earlier, and it's very like some of the things they did to get some of those scenes. We're pretty like, we got to do it now or we're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And it was stuff like the scene when they're in the tunnel. Uh-huh. The reason it's cut so quickly and you kind of see the same shit over and over is apparently they had cops block the tunnel at like 8 or 9 a.m. or something like that. And they only had maybe an hour.
And then they piled all those bodies.
Well, they had all that shit in there, got it all set. Mm-hmm. They own with 10 cameras, I think they only got, according to the trivia anyway, they only got 1 minute of usable footage from that tunnel scene.
What?
So all the shit you see is about 1 minute of shit actually happening.
And then everything else is
three
just,
you're right, because them putting the tire on.
Just close up, really close up.
Yeah.
We just keep getting the, this is something I hate, but it kept doing it, was every time the action things would happen, it was really chopped up to cover
special
effects, but it was also like they do the triple take shot where you see it the same scene three times over and then the monster's there or whatever.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was also kind of a bit of filler maybe to cover up some of that, like, oh yeah, like, you know, we need to really pad this out for time. We want to hit a almost 2-hour movie to release it at Sundance or Cannes or whatever. But I mean, I feel like that sort of indie charm of this movie, along with just the quality of everybody's performance in it, I think that's what maybe got it the traction. And then it is, like we were talking, a really different take on the zombies, at least at the time, right? Like at the time, it's like, whoa, they're running around and you have this kind of rage thing going on. And then I think, I mean, again, I haven't seen 28 Weeks Later, future episode maybe, but I wouldn't be surprised if that movie has, you know, the $20 million budget and it's like really fancy looking, looks good, and everyone's just like, oh, the charm's lost. Which wouldn't be surprising to me, but who knows? Or it just wasn't good. I don't know. This movie, though, the best way I could think I could describe it is like, it feels like it was filmed by whoever directed the "You Wouldn't Steal a Car" commercials at the beginning of the movie. That's like, don't download movies or whatever.
Yeah.
It was really shot like that, where it's like, you wouldn't steal a bike.
Yeah.
You
know, like, bad things will happen.
Right, so why would you download a movie? It's like, video piracy is not a victimless crime. And I'm like, this is like that, the movie. But otherwise, I think it wasn't terrible. The soldier stuff was a little... That's where I think it started to lose me. And maybe that's because, like, nowadays in movies, like, even if you get the, like, rough and gruff military people, they're not... Like, these guys just seemed like criminals more than...
Yeah, they did. Like, they were just... They weren't even wearing, like, the whole getup, I feel like.
They had some structure to their organization. It was only like 10 of them.
Yeah.
And I guess this was like the second, like the beginning of the movie, you fight, you're like fighting the zombies. But then the second sort of plot element was fighting people. You're actually fighting people within this zombie, you know, landscape. You're not even fighting the zombies. Now you're fighting your own people.
Right.
So that was sort of interesting. And I don't know.
I think it was, and this is what we were talking about, I think, right at the end of the movie, was, to me, it's so interesting that this, I mean, you could probably have made this alone into two movies if you wrote enough, because you kind of, instead of doing an A plot and then your B plot kind of gets sunk into it or under it, where you're like dealing with zombies and dealing with these evil military guys, you kind of do your dealing with zombies, you're done dealing with your zombies, and now you're dealing with the military guys. And I'm like, I could see that as a two movie kind
of
deal, right?
That's funny, because I was thinking along the lines of like, where do we stop the movie? I was like, oh, they could totally stop the movie here and it would be a movie. Like,
yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
And I was just, nowadays, like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm having a hard time separating like the promotion of, or the, you know, selling the movie versus the art of the movie.
No, I mean, well, there was a lot of times in this movie where it's like, this feels like it could be over here.
Yeah.
It would be done. You know, like, you could have ended it where they go and they meet Doctor Who at the little house or whatever, and he's just kind of off just a bit, but like, you can all stay here, we'll be safe now, we got hot water and clean sheets for everybody. And you leave it on kind of a I raise my eyebrow note. Then you have your sequel, you know, 28 more days later or whatever. And that's when they're kind of like, shit, something's funky here. And then it turns out, oh, my diabolical plan was to have everybody fuck and something, whatever.
I totally agree that that's something that could happen. And I would, but you, I think you would almost feel them like milking the movie for all of its
worth.
No,
I think the second half would be a stretch.
And I don't know. I don't know if it's like a good thing that they fit all that in there. Or not. I don't know.
I almost wonder if this would have been better as a short film, you know, like 65 minutes or less kind of type thing, as opposed to like the 90 minutes or more. Just because it does feel like two movies, right? So it's kind of like, if you say dropped the latter half of this movie where it's the military guys and stuff, and you end it at like that 60 minute mark.
Yeah.
You know, that to me, it's like an encapsulates a perfectly fine low budget zombie
story.
Movie, you know, you have your, this happens, you kind of climax with the dad dying, and then they get saved at the end by the military guys. Like, that to me could have easily been a movie. And then you just sort of leave it to the audience to be like, does the world get better or not? I don't know. But I mean, there's plenty, but the thing is, like, there's so many movies today that do that. I mean, have you guys seen the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith?
Yep.
Yeah, a while back.
That movie ends kind of the way I just described. It's just longer, and the military doesn't come save him. It's just like, after Will Smith dies, the girl and the daughter, or the woman and the daughter, like, find the haven sanctuary place, and they're just, they're good. You know, like, that's the movie ends with that.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly they're fine. This movie's making me doubt about everything now, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, this movie could have ended that way.
Yeah.
Before the I Am Legend ending. Which is, you know, is what it is. I think this, it's just so crazy to see some of these tropes happening before they're really becoming a trope, you know? Like, today, so much of The Walking Dead is just this movie, but regurgitated and sadly milked for, like, 15 episode seasons.
Well, it's nice to check out your source material sometimes. And I don't even know if this... I think this would be considered that, but it makes me interested in what else around that time, maybe 2003 or 2002. In that general time, what else was coming out right around then that influenced or that, you know, got all the movie producers saying, let's, zombie movies are going to sell or something, because it's obviously run wild for a decade or two at this point.
Yeah, the movie's been around almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is really weird to think about in a lot of ways, that we just watched a 20-year-old movie and it was from 2002.
Yeah, and you can tell.
But like, and that to me was the most shocking thing, was I wasn't expecting such a low budget.
Yeah.
Production. Like, I was kind of like, oh, I remember this movie coming out, and I thought it was a lot bigger.
Like, just the, like, posters and, yeah, like, just blood and 28 Days. Yeah, like, that's all, and so I never really got.
But I mean, like, to me, I guess maybe back then is, like, me seeing these posters and this like, large ad campaign for it.
Thinking, yeah.
It's going to be more... a bigger deal than what we saw. And I was like, this is really contained. There's maybe a cast of at least 12 people.
Pretty small scale.
You know, not including zombie monster people, just like 12 actual characters in this movie. I mean, I was really surprised, like, that was...
Yeah, they were working with not a whole lot.
Oh, for sure. The whole beginning of the movie, he's wandering around London, and there's nobody there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, how do you get this? How does this movie get a major city to clear the streets out?
Yeah.
According to, again, the trivia, for the London scenes, police would close the roads at 4 a.m., and filming started immediately. After 1 hour, the police would reopen the roads. The producers predicted that if they asked the drivers and the people coming home from the club to wait for an hour or find another route, that might make them pissed off.
Yeah,
it did. Might. So, allegedly, they got a bunch of attractive women to ask them,
no,
can you please wait an hour? We're doing this movie. And the drivers were totally cool with it. Take it as you will. It's IMDb.
Wow, smart filmmakers. Oh, they really had it. They really thought outside the bird box.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, I love that
as
saying.
As opposed to
outside the bird box.
You should always be thinking outside.
Always think outside the bird box.
Yes,
please.
Always. If you take anything away from this.
Just don't watch the bird box. You can watch this movie, just don't watch the bird box.
Yeah.
Only Sandra Bullock.
No, see, you don't talk about it.
She could have carried this movie, or, I'm sorry, Bird Box, not this movie. See, we're already...
See how it gets
influential it is?
Yep, you think outside of it. You don't... outside Bird Box. Everything else.
There are a few reviews for this movie. It has a very mixed review, actually, it sounds like. Which, I guess, kind of makes sense. On Amazon. I'm looking on Amazon right now.
Amazon?
So just trying to avoid the ones that are like, this DVD sucked. Because that's not really what we're talking about here.
Okay.
But looking at some of the reviews people wrote on Amazon, it has a total of 4 stars, which isn't as...
Okay.
I thought, because I think when I looked on IMDb, it maybe has 3. So it's, you know, it's kind of...
3? Is IMDb out of 5?
IMDb?
Isn't IMDb out of 10?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
It got a 3?
Something gave it a 3. No, I'm sorry. On IMDb, it has a 7.6.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I was just making sure.
No, you sound like you're going to have a heart attack over that.
No, I was just like...
suddenly reducing it.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
I was like, I recommended a 3 out of 10 movie. Like, this is what I bring?
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, no.
No.
You're never going to invite me back.
You're fine.
Never gonna let him suggest a movie.
You seem to have suggested a C+ of a movie.
Yep. No. C+. That's more
so
along my.
You passed.
That's along my tier.
Passed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But some people think this movie is far more than a C+, and some people think it's far less.
Ah.
So there is somebody called Joker Fleck.
Uh-huh.
Let me just barf that name. Who reviewed this movie actually like a week ago.
Oh, he's like us. He just caught up.
Yeah, but they're also really not about this movie. Unwatchable is the title.
Wow.
I really, really want to watch this movie, but it's just annoyingly impossible with the video quality.
Oh.
I've been on a Cillian Murphy kick for weeks now. Thank you, Peaky Blinders. And would love to see more of his work. But this digital copy, which is included with my Starz subscription, is unwatchable. Pull out one of your old VHS tapes from the closet, wipe the dust off,
it's not
stick it in the VCR.
I was kind of one. wondering. You know what? I'm along the lines with him. I was wondering, is there a better quality version
of this?
I was
wondering this too.
Like, because I knew you were streaming it off Stars, but, like, is this the best that they... This what...
This people saw in the theater?
Did they see this
like,
in the theater?
Is this what it was?
Yeah, no.
I think it was.
It had to
all
be.
All their other stuff is, like, quality.
But, like, think of those... maybe it's just me in the room. I don't know. Speak up. But it was, like... I hated.
Or maybe they used something that doesn't project well on our stuff.
Maybe, but I hated those scenes with the flowers or the windmills.
Yeah,
the
that I was like
on top of
was
shit
that
wasn't there, like in the hospital, the very beginning when it's like when I was like that parking lot looks fake.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Could you imagine that in high res?
But it just looked like everything was blurred out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, constantly.
Just like I was wondering if there was like a HD version of this.
I don't know, but if
was this the HD version?
I feel like that was it because imagine if you heightened up the resolution, just how the clearness of the picture on those really fake looking scenes, they look.
I mean,
ten
it would still
fake.
It would still look fake, but like just for watchability, the resolution kind of it seemed like.
Yeah,
it
I don't
was,
think
no,
we're
I agree.
Gonna
the
get
resolution
that.
Is crap, but I don't think
maybe
I
just,
don't think there's.
Maybe just shot it on a camera.
And I honestly think they put fake shit in there too. Like the windmills in the background.
Oh, no, that's what's totally fake.
I was
that's
like,
what I'm talking about. Is it,
that's
was
not
really
real.
Well, they spent all their budget on.
I assume the blocking off roads and
blocking off
the
roads and
just mirroring things
and all
together.
The women, all the
it was
attractive
women.
Yeah, apparently the attractive women who stopped the drivers.
Yeah.
I guess that's where your budget goes. But some people really like this movie. Becca of AMZ reviewed it in March 2016. One of my top 10 favorite movies, I assume ever. I've made it a mission to watch all zombie films. This movie, to me, has the most realistic zombies. Of course, zombies wouldn't last forever. I don't know how Walking Dead zombies last more than a week. They don't have a heartbeat. They should be rotting away at a normal pace.
Anyhow,
the science behind zombies, I think, has to be there to be believable. This story, I could see happening. It makes it that more eerier. In the US, there are guns everywhere. But in the UK, not everyone has a firearm. This was noticeable difference between an American zombie breakout and what it would be like somewhere else. I think Becca just started ranting at the end of that. It just got away from
her. She
there,
lost her preposition.
Does she not remember the monkeys filled with rage?
Apparently, that's what made it real.
That is like...
When was that? How long ago?
That was...
Did she write that?
4 years ago?
Did a human being put
a human being
yeah,
put those
okay.
words
yeah,
into
the
ether 4 years
ago? Yeah,
and
like, zombies not lasting on Walking Dead? No, they don't last. They do decompose.
They do?
Yeah. They decompose, but I just remember, I kind of agree with her sentiment on that, because I remember watching that show going, like, you know, this has just got to be a waiting game. Like, if you do 10 seasons of this show, the problem's just got to solve itself.
Yeah, because, I mean, those zombies, they're churning, they're if their hearts are beating,
yeah.
then they should only be able
to beat.
The hearts
are not beating, though. It's the brain controlling everything.
In Walking Dead?
Yes.
But, like, either way, they're decaying, right?
But yeah. but these zombies are
but
basically...
think of how many people are on the fucking planet.
Well, arguably The Walking Dead only seems to be centered around Georgia and I think L.A. or
okay,
something.
Okay, so there should be less, which is why
what
you don't see as many.
What I'm saying is you got a
many.
Decade of everybody getting eaten or whatever. People turn into zombies, they just decay away. 10 years later, there's nothing left of anybody, so who cares?
Yeah, eventually, but I think it takes more than like a week.
A week.
I don't know enough about Walking Dead.
Oh, it's your standard zombie thing.
We need
like...
a chemist here to answer a question. How long can a dead body last for?
How long does a body last?
I think I had a similar sentiment about the zombie, the take on the zombies.
With 28 Days Later?
Yeah, I thought it was a, like creepy enough. Like, because they were sort of human, so human-looking. Some zombies are, like, so... totally discombobulated.
Oh yeah,
like not even close enough to a. But like these ones, it happened so fast, and they were like basically disturbed, you know, people.
I like that. I did like how it wasn't oh my god, I've been bitten, and now I'm like a bloody, gory,
like a superhuman
mask. Oh yeah, that too.
Or like a, yeah.
Except for the punching through glass.
They were very good at that.
They were a little too good.
Yeah, they were very good.
I don't know if that.
Zombies don't.
I guess maybe glass. Just.
And then being able to perceive things, I'm like.
They perceive.
Well, see, that's the thing I think this movie was trying to take away from it, right? Is it's like, or away from the zombie thing, is like these guys are people who are just like rage induced. They're like Reavers from Serenity, which is what I was talking about earlier. But it's like they're not zombies. They're just crazy people who apparently
just have really high blood pressure.
Insane blood pressure and a crazy high like red blood cell count apparently because they just keep producing that blood and they're able to just spit it like that dinosaur in Jurassic Park. That to me is the most unrealistic part because it's like if you spat up as much blood as some of these things are, you're dead.
You get like infected, you get like an expulsion valve or something, yeah.
You get like a blood pack.
Yeah, and you never see them like eat them. They just like
there wasn't any eating.
Yeah.
Now that's the thing though I'm kind of curious about. Do they eat people or do they just nibble on you?
But they do bite.
They bite.
That's how it's...
They do bite and
but
scratch.
But is that to like kill you or is that to like eat you?
I didn't or to see like... them eating though.
Right.
There was no one on
but
the ground.
But they're not hungry. They're mad.
Over.
Right.
Exactly.
They're not mad hungry.
They're just mad.
Yeah.
They're just raged.
I feel like this is another thing that they kind of hint about in the movie, which makes me wonder how 28 weeks later even fucking happens. This is a thing that solves itself. Like, they were right. Lock them on the island. Get people out if you can, of course, like that kind of deal. But as far as the actual objective problem goes, they're just people that are going to starve. Eventually, there's just no more monsters left because they're not eating. So there you go.
That should be a solution.
You know what? It's now with the dinosaur reference, it's going to be like Jurassic Park 2. And they're going to be like, they found a way. Life found a way. And they're like eating other things to deal with their lysine deficiency.
Moss. They go on a paleo
just
diet.
Them in the ocean.
Yeah, there's ocean all over the place.
Yeah.
Just push them off a cliff.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to swim. Hopefully.
I don't know.
I think it's nice to just have this movie to like place itself in the context of every other zombie movie. It's just nice to have a nice little like place bookmark. I don't know.
No, this is totally like a weird kind of like pop culture pillar of
like
the zombie movies.
It's like a reference sort of material. I don't know. I'm trying to.
Every as far as I can think, I mean, like growing up as a kid, I remember seeing a handful of zombie movies, like Night of the Living Dead and stuff, and it's just so definitively not what we just watched. Like, it's your zombies are like shuffling around, quiet, and like you can shoot them in the chest, you can shoot them in the arm, but they're not going down. You got to hit them in the head, or they bite you, and then you turn into one of them. I mean, I feel like that's where it used to be, was like, how do we make a zombie almost indestructible? And it's like, shoot him in the head. That's the only way to kill him, right? But then that maybe got tired, so it's like, well, let's just make them crazy. So like, you can kill them like normal, but they're crazy, and it's a lot harder because it's harder to catch them. But no, this movie, I think, has an interesting, for its time, unique take on that sort of.
I was 11.
You were 11?
When this came out, I was 11 years old.
Dang. So long. Such a long time. This movie. And it's not like when we did, like, the Star Wars Holiday Special where we weren't even, like, born yet. But, like, this is... Oof. Wow. So what do we think of this movie? And, like, go around the room out of, I guess, 10, you know, where we land in this movie ratings-wise. Amber?
That was like a 3 out of 10.
3 out of 10?
Oh, yes. got the real 3 out
what
of 10.
What is your reasoning for the real 3 out of 10 over here?
It was just not very good. Aside from like the graphics and everything, the plot was
Where did it lose you?
I think it lost me probably noticing that there was nobody in the city
when like he was walking.
Yeah, the beginning.
Oh shit. Okay.
When he's just laying there, and I'm like, wow, Walking Dead, like really.
Well, you gotta think of it. This came first.
That's okay. That's true.
You can't take away from it because.
But like the realistically, like just not having.
Damn any... it, Walking Dead!
You're ruining things.
This makes me hate the Walking Dead. This makes me not want to watch the Walking Dead.
It's one of those things where probably if I watched it again, I'd probably hate the whole thing, but I liked it for a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And then him meeting the family, which was fine. Like, you know, the girl and then, like, the girl and her dad, and that was okay. But then when it got to the soldiers, I was like, yeah, this ain't doing it for me.
I think the soldiers, when that kicked into the rape thing, that's about where it started losing me.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, we've gone through all this, and now we have to go through this.
Yeah. Exactly. It was like, wait, we're going to pile this.
It's like, wait, what are they trying to do here? Like, where is this going?
And that
like,
really was a problem, too, because they were like... Was it just Doctor Who telling his guys they're going to get laid? Or was it like, oh, we're going to repopulate the Earth? Like, which one was it? Because it felt a lot more like he just saw them losing morale and was like, don't worry, I'll get you guys some ladies so y'all get laid. And they were like, yeah, diggity damn, let's do it.
It's like, we're here now, we can't do anything else. We have to have women.
Yeah, it's
like we found women, oh, we have to have them now.
That's like the only option. It's like,
yeah. It's like, oh, sorry, we can't do anything else.
Yeah,
we gotta
can't
die.
Go and, like, find a new place or,
no,
you know, try.
No, we're, like, things
I mean,
haven't...
You guys couldn't just experiment or something? There's, like, 90 of you guys. If you just want to get laid, I mean...
They really wanted it that bad.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if they wanted that bad to kill for it...
That's too homo.
It was 2002. I don't think
I don't think that...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, it was like women was that... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, like, actually that... Ugh.
Could you, right. Oh man, could you, that's so weird. In 2002, in writing this movie, it was so unbelievable to be like, these guys are getting it on with each other.
These guys
or, like, your next step is, we're gonna get you, trick women to come here so that you guys can fuck.
Well,
yeah.
That,
what the hell?
That life was like, that they were so deprived in 2002 of not having women. That having women was like, that having sex was like...
First of all, if they were in the military, they're not getting fucked anyways.
Also, it's 28 days later.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, take a breath. Like,
this isn't 28 years later. This is like
they
less than a month.
They can't go 28 days without...
Yeah, these guys probably... These guys have... Mm-hmm, yeah, we're... Maybe more.
We have shit
than...
like No Nut November in 2019.
And they couldn't,
they couldn't handle it. They couldn't do it to the point where rape and killing people
Jeez.
Was the alternative.
Yeah, see,
this is nuts.
So they were, yeah. I think they, yeah, they deserve to die.
They totally deserve to die.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Even I without mean... their lack of ability to contain themselves. But, like, the fact of the matter is, this is just insane. And then, like, Doctor Who was like, I saw people killing each other, and they're killing each other again, and they're killing each other again. And he's like, talking about, like, saw before and before and before. I'm like, okay, so, like, what is the fucking difference, then, that you guys are so sex-deprived that this is a good idea? That was really where I think the movie lost me there.
Yeah.
Personally. But most, more or less because it just, like what you said, Neiman, was it felt like a little bit too much piled on the top. And I wasn't really sure if there's enough time left in the movie to do it maybe justice to actually get through it. Because you spent maybe the last 45, 30 minutes on that whole thing. Which to me felt like you can end this movie maybe 30, 45 minutes earlier.
Yeah, and it set up the saving the girl with the fluff hair.
Selena. Okay.
Yeah, Selena. Selena was my MVP.
Oh, for sure. And that was actually another thing I felt like kind of took away at the end part of the movie is they, like, took her character and really just, like, flipped it. Like, they were like, this is, like, your badass, like, post-apocalyptic lady.
Yeah, she went like Carol.
She started... Yeah, because Jim started off as, like, soft boy, and then she...
And she was kicking ass.
She was hard as fuck, and then they... Yeah, they flipped.
Yeah. When in reality, it should have just been Jim becoming a hard ass and her just continuing
and them
to do
kicking,
so. Yeah.
But they needed it. Well, they could have come to maybe. I think they did it well. Because she still can kick some ass.
Yeah, I guess it just didn't. I guess, like, there was a large part of this movie where it was kind of like, why is she suddenly so helpless? I think they should have held Hannah, the daughter, as a little bit more of like a captive threat of like, if you fuck around, we'll just kill her because we only need one of you or something like that. Because that would have added to like the whole, I think that could have made her character go, okay, yeah, we don't, I'm not going to be all badass because if I am, it'll kill her as opposed to just suddenly not being okay that anymore. I guess that's just where it lost me personally, but yeah, hey,
I was along the ride.
But what? Okay, so out of 10, you what's up?
Oh, out of 10?
Yeah.
100 or however you want. So I liked it. I'm going to give it, on my second watching, an 8.
Oh. So what did you think of it on your first watch then? Like, do you like it, I guess, without having to go too specific, did you like it more or less this time around?
I think I appreciated it more this time.
Hmm.
The first time I was just kind of taking it all in, and I think a second watching was worthwhile. Okay. I don't have much else to say.
What you mean you don't have anything to say about that blatant Pepsi Cola product placement?
Oh, I didn't even think we were. Oh, I mean, how could you miss
it? Oh my God, that also I think is something I have to take points off this movie for. Is just how it's that opening scene when he picks up the Pepsi can, cracks it open, and just shotguns the fucking thing. I'm like, first off, has anyone ever shotgunned a soda before? Or, like, chugged a soda? That's not a comfortable experience. That is horrible.
No, he didn't even burp.
He did. That's terrifying at that point. He just, like, let it go. But, yeah, that was... And, of course, like, label out him slamming it down like it's fucking Mac or some shit. Label
was 3D floating. Yeah.
Oh, there's so... Face. And there's so much... It's just, like, Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi in this movie. And I'm like, why the fuck are we doing this right now? Unless, like...
I think this is around the time they first discovered
you could advertise
like, product placement. I don't know.
I mean,
I'm sure there's.
This movie made Transformers look tame in its product placement of shit, or like with the cars and all that stuff.
Oh,
it's like, yeah. Wow. The PepsiCo, Frito-Lay.
They had a nice grocery run too.
They definitely had a grocery run.
You know, you got all your friendly grocery brand.
Boy. But I guess with all of those things, I'd have to give this movie, like, I'm going to go with, like, a 67, 65, 67. I give it, I'm trying to be, like, benefit of the doubt, because this movie is older than a lot of those tropes that, like, Amber, you said you didn't like it for and things like that. I think it's, but I think, unfortunately, it is a little dated, not just in, like, quality, but, like... In some of, like we were talking about, where it's like, oh, we gotta get some women. I'm like, we're kind of beyond this now. Like, I don't feel like that's a valid plot point anymore. Maybe if he was like, we gotta repopulate the Earth or something, and angled it that way a little bit more, I could believe it. I just think in 2020, we're maybe not really, like, just trying to fuck isn't really making any sense.
Basing our whole strategy.
Yeah, it just seems like a really
life and death
strategy.
Yeah.
And I think overall, like, the movie could have ended, you know, 45 minutes earlier. Like, nix the whole ending chunk and maybe make it something else, or final, like, last stand against the zombies.
And gotten all of it, all, and gotten the most.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I would have felt. Because it's hard because it feels like kind of the climax is the dad getting killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh no, we got another, like, half the movie left. And it just sort of was weird. Like, I feel like. Like, have you guys ever seen, what's it called, like, The Mist, I think?
Yeah.
I feel like it could have had that kind of ending, where it's like, the thing happens, and then it's like, oh, you're saved after that bad thing that didn't have to happen happened anyway. Or you thought everything was terrible, and then it turned out it was fine. Like, I feel like it could have gone that way, but it's okay. But yeah, 65. I think I'd sit at 67, 65. Definitely watch it, though, if you like zombie movies. I feel like this is too much of, like, a pillar in that kind of world to skip over on, like, a binge, you know? Like, I wouldn't skip this. It was Michael
on a binge. I like that. I like that. When if one were on a binge.
I mean, what's her face from that one comment who loved this fucking movie was like, I made it my mission to watch every zombie movie ever. I'm like, that's a never-ending quest.
Well, yeah. You should go get a degree for that.
Yeah, zombology.
Zombiologist.
Like, I'm a zombologist from Harvard. So, if you guys have any thoughts or anything like that, feel free to hit us up on Instagram or our website that is www.swhn19.com.
Oh, I didn't
great comment.
Know we had a website.
We have a website.
Wow. Yeah.
That's right. Name is needed.
Wow, website.
Fucking website.
Do we have access to the website?
Damn. Yeah, we have access to the website.
Okay.
Didn't even know there was a website.
We miss you, Patrick.
We miss you so much, Patrick. But yeah, feel free to like keep the conversation going. What did you guys think of this movie? Have you seen it? Do you want to see it? Now that you've heard us talk about it, do you maybe feel differently? Sadly, there's not going to be a commentary on this one. We weren't really sure how to go about it, but you know, check out our Star Wars holiday special commentary that's up on our website now.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yep,
oh,
we're not going to relive that one anytime soon, but you can anytime you
want. Kind of.
Yeah, we tried to purge that one.
I forgot that existed.
That Nightmare Fuel World in Star Wars. But you can enjoy this Nightmare Fuel World of Zombies in London.
Whole different type of nightmare
that's infinitely more enjoyable than the other one. But until next time, I am one of your hosts, as always, Thomas.
I'm Amber.
Nima.
And we'll see you guys next time.